at the end, there's a lovely description of Subhuti by himself. Beautiful description of him. I'll just read that. I am, O Lord, the one whom the Tathagata, the Arhat, the fully enlightened one, has pointed out as the foremost of those who dwell in peace. I am, O Lord, an Arhat, free from greed. And yet, O Lord, it does not occur to me, an Arhat am I, and free from greed. If, O Lord, it could occur to me that I have attained Arhatship, then the Tathagata would not have declared of me that Subhuti, this son of good family, who is the foremost of those who dwell in peace, does not dwell anywhere. That is why he is called a dweller in peace, a dweller in peace. Very beautiful. What's also interesting about this passage is that every attainment is treated in the same way, whether the stream entrant, the once returner, the non-returner, the arhat, with all of them there is no dharma won, no dharma attained, no seizing on a self, no seizing on a being, no fruit attained. That's why there's attainment. The whole path is characterized by the same emptiness. And I think that this doesn't just apply to from stream entry onwards. It doesn't start there. It applies to the whole path. It's said in the Hua Yen tradition, this was a Chinese Buddhist school which based itself on the Avatamsaka Sutra, a sutra which emphasizes the interconnected, the mutual interpenetration of all phenomena. In that tradition it said that in the arising of initial faith in the Dharma is contained all the stages of the path, including perfect enlightenment itself. It's all there in that original basic response, your deep, heartfelt response to the Dharma. It's all there, you could say, in those moments of friendliness and awareness. It's all there. The whole path is there. Enlightenment is there. If you could but see into that. I remember Sangharakshita always used to say when he talked about Shraddha, faith, that it's not just an emotional response. He said, there's a touch of the transcendental in faith. There's a touch of egolessness in it because it's you intuiting the Buddha. And he quotes in one place Plotinus, the great Neoplatonist, saying, the eye can only see the sun because there is something of the sun in the eye. So treasure and cherish your moments of faith. Those moments when you do respond to the Dharma, no matter how rudimentary they are, no matter how short-lived they are, no matter how diluted they are, for the whole of the path, even enlightenment itself is found in them. Faith, like the Prajnaparamita herself, is often likened to a mother, because faith gives birth to all Buddha qualities.